Eric and I had been having some marital problems. It has even resulted in us not fucking for months now. Our 20 years of marriage is at a turning point. And truthfully, I've been so fucking horny I've been ready to fuck a doorknob. Let me describe myself. I'm 5'10" with long blonde hair, blue eyes, and a nice figure, I think. Mommy curves, average breasts with big nipples, small waist, and a big butt, measurements about 34B2937. I have always had men and women coming onto me because of my sexual energy, and if you've read my other stories you know I'm a complete slut with lots of imagination applied to my sex life. The reason that things turned sour lately was either pressure in Eric's work in the Air Force, money problems we're having, and the 20-year itch of every marriage. Eric's two co-workers, Miles and Kyler, came to stay with us in our basement apartment. They were TDY from another base and Eric knew them from when we were stationed in Charleston. Eric told me to entertain them while he head off on a mission to Alaska or wherever. Miles is 6 feet tall, athletic build as he is working out. Kyler is 5'8" with a slightly chubby fat body but with lots of benefits, as I found out later. Elle was so pissed at Eric that I decided to really entertain my two guests. As soon as Eric's car backed out of the driveway, I shut the shades, locked the door, and did a slow, sultry, sizzling strip before the wide eyes and bulging cocks of my husband's co-worker/friends. I peeled down to nothing, then turned around, bent over, and looked back at them through my parted legs. I shook my hips, which made my nipples almost flap against my face. Both Miles and Kyler had likely heard I was a slut and I was ready to show them how much of one I was. Both of them quickly got undressed, never taking their eyes off of me. I squatted in the center of the floor and played with my pussy, strumming my fingers over my labia like I was strumming the strings of a guitar. In my sexiest voice, I asked, "You guys want to fuck with Eric won't touch anymore?" I lay back on the floor and Miles lay on top of me. His fingers parted my pussy lips and hurriedly pushed his hard cock into my hot and wet cunt. Elle wrapped my legs around his thrusting hips and felt my passion soar, as Miles' cock plumbed me deeply and beautifully. I was so horny that I felt a huge orgasm building up deep inside me, almost instantly. The naughtiness of what I was doing fucking my husband's co-workers while he was away turned me on even more. Just as Miles popped his rocks into me, Elle came. My guttural grunt echoed off the living room walls. My cunt spasmed wildly. Elle came hard, and it left me feeling happy but still hungry for more. Miles rose off of me, and his friend Kyler quickly took his place. He had a thick 8-inch cock that could split me in two. Kyler held my legs and raised them up against his chest. He leaned forward, his fingers opening up my juicy slit. His hard cock slipped easily inside me. Kyler began thrusting his hips back and forth, pistoning his cock in and out of me, drilling me deeply. My juices rolled out of me and my breath came in shallow, spasmodic spurts. Each thrust of his cock took my breath away. The nerves around my labia were tingling like crazy. I was absolutely on fire and careening straight toward the edge of another orgasm. Before I got there though, Kyler came. His cum sprayed my insides, and then his cock went limp. When he rolled off of me, Miles knelt between my legs again, his cock standing straight out once again. Miles slipped me his dick, and I wrapped my legs around his pumping hips. I slowed down and enjoyed the amazing fuck I was getting. Elle grunted and groaned, whimpering with my exertion, and finally came after about 10 minutes of frantic pumping. I finished right along with Miles. Before Miles and Kyler left a week later, both of them fucked me many times, and I came like an idiot. I love being a slut.